I'm Doug Davis, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Good evening.
I'm back from America.
You are?
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week. We've got a word of the week, yeah. Oh, yes, sir. On this brand new, all new, improved biological Punky. Right, you know how men get pussy whipped?
Yeah.
What would happen if it had been the other way around?
Don't know.
Knob smacked.
Knob smacked?
Knob smacked, right. And I thought of that in St. Louis. I've been in St. Louis recently. You might notice this is a new bed tone, a new intro bed.
I do.
We've lost the needles, what with them splitting up and that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we got this new band, yeah. They're known in the US. They're out of Santa Cruz, California. They're called the Chop Tops.
Yeah.
Although, being English, I'll call them the Chop Tops.
Yeah.
Can you hear it with your accent, actually?
Chop Tops.
Chop Tops, yeah. Lovely job. The Chop Tops, which doesn't sound nearly as cool. When they come on stage, you go, hey, we're the Chop Tops from Santa Cruz, California. Yeah. I'm going, oh, they sound really cool. Then afterwards, I went, hello, Chop Tops. And they all went, oh, we don't sound cool like that. They're fucking great, mate. And you might be hearing some more Chop Toppery later on in this show. And in a few weeks' time, we will have an interview with them and be playing an exclusive track from their latest album.
Okay, cool.
Very excited about them. Well done. And in their lead guitarist, Shelby, they have the finest performing monkey in rock and roll.
Nice.
So there you go. Now, this is a new improved Punky. We're going to be changing a few things around this week. Just a little bit different, aren't we?
Just a little bit here and there.
And what I want to know, listeners, right, if you can spot the differences, there's going to be four or five little tinkerings I'm doing. If you can do all of them, I'm going to get you some form of a prize. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, new show differences, right? And if you get them all in, you'll win a prize.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Here's the first song.
We'll be right back.
Well, it wasn't so bad.
It was close, wasn't it?
That was Death Zone from then. We love Death Zone, don't we? They love us. What's a very good reason, Tony, why we love Death Zone?
Because they've got us on the album sleeve.
We have. We're a major credit. Thank you so much. The thing is, I'm a bit disappointed that you actually have to open the thing up. But it says here, we would also like to give a big thank you to Lee from Abbey Sound Recording Studio, contact blah, 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 and to Paul and Tony from punkyradio.com for playing our stuff.
Thank you very much. I think that's,
well done,
I think that's my
Zone.
First album sleeve.
Is
thank
it?
You.
I think you've had another one.
Oh, well, maybe one, but I'm going to forget about it.
All right. They do tend to just thank me, don't they?
I can't
think why. This is from their latest album, When the Punks of the World Unite. They actually invited us to be on the cover, which is a bit mental. There's loads and loads of photos of punks. And they said, why don't you send photos of you and we'll stick you on there. And we went, no, because we don't look like punks really.
Not really.
These guys look fantastic. It's 12 tracks of hate. It's 12 full-on tracks. It doesn't let up, does it? We had a listen this afternoon.
No, it's not one to mess about.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Death Zone's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Death Zone.
No, MySpace.com/Death Zone UK. Probably be an internet one, Tony nil. Some things don't change. Now, we've got another competition. I've already done one, and we're only 5 minutes into the show. They've sent us a spare copy.
Okay.
So if you would like the chance to win Death Zone's album, When the Punks of the World Unite, what I want to know is which two internationally renowned podcasters are credited on the album.
Oh, nice one.
Send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Death Zone Competition. We're going to run it for Fortnite. I know it's a tough question.
It is. God, how would they know that?
I have absolutely no idea. It's a real... do you know what? It's a real poser.
Uh-huh.
It's a real poser. I've obviously got loads to say about my trip to the States. I went out 11 nights consecutively. We've got 26 sound files, 7 of which are interviews. I'm going to do it over quite a few weeks rather than bore you all in one go.
Yeah.
As things happen.
And to do it justice.
Yeah. This is the Guanabats, who very kindly provided us with beds, but I didn't see them while I was out there.
All right.
But it's all right. I saw a load of other people.
Okay.
I don't think I'd have had time for the bats. Right, so MySpace, latest comments. If they ever show up on this shithouse made out of Twig's laptop that's now making funny noises. Yeah, very easy way to get in touch is myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave a comment. If you're not a friend of ours already, put a friend request in. Become our friend and then leave a comment. We read them out, don't we, Tone? Here's the first one. This is from Little TNA, which I think means tits and ass.
Nice.
Who is also called Jennifer and Diva Lux. And is also going out with, in fact, is engaged to Tommy from Frankenstein. I may have bumped into her in Los Angeles, Tone.
Oh,
who
really?
Knows? She's fucking hot as fuck, right? So check out this comment. The picture of her is great. She's got a cowboy hat on and a bra and pants.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it says, thanks for everything last night. We had so much fun. See you next time. I'm the king of sex. Thank you, Jen. I'm not. I got pissed on cider. It's a story for a few weeks' time. This one's not quite so good. Dear Punky, my mate's sister, age 6, thinks Paulie B is a stanky little chuff. Any thoughts? Mike the Red. Fuck off. Jimmy the Squirrel signed to Do the Dog Music. Guess who this is from?
Jimmy the Squirrel?
No, Dave.
Oh.
Yeah, Jimmy the Squirrel. Huh. We are happy to announce that the latest addition to the Do the Dog music stable of bands is fast-rising Nottingham-based outfit Jimmy the Squirrel, who, by the way, Punky Radio fucking loves.
Yeah.
Together since 2005, this five-piece crew kick out a roaring rootsy, stripped-down, ska reggae vibe in the veins of Chris Murray, Bedouin Soundclash and the King Blues. Can't argue that, we've played the King Blues before. Their highly infectious sound boasts heartfelt, soulful vocal harmonies underpilled by killer old-school keyboard melodies and spaghetti western-esque guitar licks. Due out soon on Do The Dog Music is Jimmy The Squirrel's debut 4-song self-titled CD EP. Now, if that's not the one that we had the demos for, please do send us one, Jimmy The Squirrel.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. You can check out one of the tracks of the EP, Music We Throw, on the Do The Dog Music MySpace page, myspace.com/Do The Dog Music. And also the other three EP tracks, this one's for you, Too Many, and Seat Up High. No, we haven't played any of those.
No.
Plus two live Jimmy the Squirrel videos at myspace.com/Jimmy the Squirrel. Now, we don't normally read out band stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they're local boys to Sherwood Forest.
Yeah, and we have played them.
Because we are in the Treehouse this week.
We are.
We played two of their tracks before. We like them. They're from Nottingham. We wish them all the best. They've got signed, probably thanks to us.
Why
Fair
not?
Enough. Hey, guys.
Hi.
You played the Bloody Irish Boys a long time ago and got me really into them. Do you know of any similar bands which you could recommend? That girl. Yes, I do. Tortilla yeah. Flat. We played them the other week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Same
yeah.
sort of deal. Same sort of deal. So that girl, if you go back a few shows and look for the one when we played Tortilla Flat.
Yeah.
In fact, we played them 2 weeks in a row, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we managed to completely ignore St. Patrick's Day. I forgot about that.
How good of us.
I was going to do a... I was actually going to go, I'm throwing the towel in and just play loads of Irish. But then, yeah. fortunately, I was in the States.
Yeah.
I was in New Mexico on St. Patrick's Day. There were still cunts walking around with big green hats on.
Of course there was.
More of that in future weeks. And I promised myself I wouldn't say the C word anymore. Oh, well.
I'm trying to say it less.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Yeah.
So, have you got any podcast, Danny?
I have. Thank you all for your vote so far this month. As of tomorrow, because we're doing this series on the 31st of March. Tomorrow is 1st of April. Please do vote
April
for us.
April Fools!
Hey. Hey.
Oh,
you'd be
hold
fool
on.
Not to vote.
We'll put this show up on Tuesday. Yeah,
are
rather
we?
Than Monday. Can we do that?
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, hey, it's April the 1st, people.
Hey! Vote Punky!
Vote Punky. Go to punkradio.com. Top of the screen. There's an important... Please vote for us link. Hit
it's
that.
It's very important.
Enter your email address and the subjects in a comment, if you so wish, because we'll read out the best comments. Read out all the comments. You can also vote through our MySpace page. There's a little email address box on there. Hit that and hit vote. Thank you. Here are the top 5 comments. A mad March vote for the dynamic duo. That's Black Cat.
Hey! Black Cat in the house. Respect.
Punky equals Jesus. Simple as that. And that's some mixed Mr. X Halloween.
Crikey.
New listener, maybe? Not heard the name before.
I haven't heard you. That. Thank you, Mr. X Halloween. Blimey, we said that like we were actually a double act. Like we actually rehearsed this.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if that woodchuck had a serious case of the shits? And possibly crabs. Who knows? That's from Gerald Brooks.
What a plank.
Thank you very much.
Did you see what I've done there?
Ready? A vote for Punky is a vote for freedom. And it's also a vote against teats everywhere. That's from Mark Chapman.
Teat?
Teat.
Oh. Well, he's that Lennon murderer, isn't he?
He is.
So he's not all bad.
Punky! Out of all the podcasts I download, and I download a lot, Punky is the only one that I listen to regularly. I'm a fairly new listener, started in January. And it's so easy to get addicted to,
isn't it?
Great,
I am.
Great presenters, great music,
yes.
Great podcast. Not some insane star.
Oh, sorry, man. He missed something out there.
What's that?
Great comment.
Yeah, it's a great comment. In fact, you should post that as a review on iTunes. Why don't you, insane star?
Yeah, what an excellent idea. Post that as an iTunes review.
Yeah. So that's it. That's
cool.
Podcast.
Nice one, man.
Comments.
Thank you so much. Do vote for us. It's April Fool's Day when this goes out.
Yep.
I won't have done anything stupid for April Fool's Day. I think it's shit. I'm an idiot the rest of the year. Next track up by a bunch of idiots from...
Nice.
Do you see what I've done there as well? Stranded in the Middle. I thought they were from Leicestershire. I think they are from Leicestershire. This is First Wave. They were very, very keen to get on our show. They sent us a CD and then they sent us messages saying, have you played us yet? 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 And I went, we haven't had the CD yet. It took ages to come through from Leicestershire to Sherwood Forest.
Which is odd. Really?
Oh no, that's right, it didn't come through Sherwood Forest. It went through to the Homer's Lodge.
Right.
Yeah. They probably got the post carriage probably got held up by highwaymen.
Oh.
Curse you, Dick Turpin.
God.
What I want to know is what is First Wave's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/First Wave Band.
No. MySpace.com/First Wave Punk. This is from the album 20 Minutes Fame and this is Machine Gun Blues.
Machine guns. The sound of machine guns, I'll save me. Just guns.
About that,
very nice.
That's good, isn't it? First Wave. There's only six tracks on that, you know, but it's really, really good. Make sure you check out their MySpace page, First Wave, MySpace.com/First Wave Punk. Find out more about them. They also asked us if we could DJ a benefit that they were doing. I had to politely decline,
right,
because we weren't available. But thank you very much for the offer, and we'll definitely play something else off this CD in the next few weeks. I think like that a lot. Right, so. I've got this relatively new feature, Comedy Suburbs. Not many people have done much about it, really.
Okay. Yeah.
But fortunately, there's a little lady in Canada,
yeah,
who just gets in touch all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It is, of course, Alana, Nana, 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 Nana.
Oh, yeah. Dedicated.
If you have a joke of any sort, whether you've thought of it yourself, or whether it's one you've heard in the pub that week, or you think it would be good, don't send us a shit one.
Nah.
Right. Send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tightly to email Comedy Suburbs. Dearest Paulie, is this this is a bit loud. That bed's a bit loud, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dearest Paulie, is of course Midnight Configuration, who deserve to be loud.
That's right.
Frankly, you don't have them quiet. God forbid. Dearest Paulie, Chantel has already told you about the British Isles show and our amazing Song of Shits.
Song of what?
Shits.
Oh, okay.
We did the Song of Shit, yeah, didn't we? Yeah. This story is just another random adventure from that weekend. We were on our way back to our hotel room in a car with Bob Anderson, the dart player from your side of the pond. What he was doing in their car, I don't know. We had just had a massive snowstorm and he pointed out that the snow removal lights were blue. Like, what are snow removal lights? Did you turn a light on and the snow vanishes?
Yeah, nice.
Oh, they're so advanced. We had just... He pointed out the snow removal lights were blue like the police car lights from England. This was his joke. I'm passing it on to you guys. Now, I know this show, I've heard it quite a lot recently, and there's more to it than this, but anyway. You know, I was going down the highway about a month ago, and I was going about 120 when I noticed that there were blue lights coming from behind me. Eventually, when I pulled over, the officer said to me, "You do know that you were going 120 back there, don't you, mate?" I said, "Yes, sir, but you see, my wife ran away with a police officer about 3 weeks ago, and I thought you were bringing her back." It is a good joke. Chantel and I almost cried, we laughed so hard. They're easily pleased. The man is brilliant. Well, he knows a joke. Thought you might like that one. Cheers, Alana, on and on and on and on. Yes, we did.
Yes.
It's a good gag. Thank you very much. If you've got one, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. Now, Tony, before I say, have you got a twat?
Okay.
I would just like to mention that little TNA, a.k.a. Jen, a.k.a. Diva Lux,
uh-huh,
the queen of the Turbo Jugend, long story.
Okay.
When we got there, the first thing she said to me was, "Will you promise me this evening that at some point you will say, is a twat?" She said, "I absolutely love it when you guys say that."
I said,
"Do you listen?" And she was, "Yeah, all the time." Yeah.
Nice.
Absolute convert. And I was going, "Oh, if you weren't already married to half the band, Jen, I could get involved."
Nice.
That makes more sense to them than us. Right. So, Tony, I have to ask the question,
yeah,
have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nomination so far. I go through rough patches of dry and wet periods of my twat. But if you do have a twat to nominate, I'm always willing to listen.
Always willing. Oh, just before we do that, have you heard the new Jack Johnson song?
No.
Always Looking.
Really?
It's not called Always Looking, but the chorus goes, "Always Looking, Ornish looking.
He knows.
I heard it in the States. I hate Jack Johnson, but yeah, fucking hell. The song's called I See Everything or some bollocks like that. Tone, check it out, man. Really? The chorus, Ornish looking. It's all the way through. I was listening to it as I was driving around in my convertible in Los Angeles. And I was driving along just going, randomly looking around, going, Ornish looking. Ornish. Who the fuck is that prick? Sorry.
Can we do them? Copyright, surely.
I think we should do them. I think we should get some fucking royalties.
I think so. How many times is it say per song?
Oh,
10 cents a time.
Fucking 30 times, mate.
Right,
it's seriously, always looking.
God, dear.
Always looking.
We've got the t-shirt to prove it.
Sorry. Yeah. We have. Fucking hell. Yeah, but the shop's down. We can't prove it was up. You twat.
I'm sure someone's got one, though. We'll just wheel them out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So if you do have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. This week's is from Kayla.
Thank you very much.
The Kayla Conspiracy. She's a long-time listener.
She's lovely.
She is. And a long-time listener. Can't remember how long she's been listening. 2 years at least, I'd imagine.
I think she's heard more of these shows than we've made.
Probably. Okay, Tony. I think I've got a twat for you. About 2 months ago, I moved...
German. I'm just going to let you do that for a bit. I'm cracking up at the music too much.
Okay. About 2 months ago, I moved 8 hours away to North Carolina for university. My first weekend, there's a girl on my floor, introduced me to her circle of friends. That's when I was introduced to Stephen. We hit it off, and over the weeks, we became good friends. There was a potential for a while, but a number of factors killed that. One of which was that he had a nasty habit of breaking out into James Blunt's You're Beautiful.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Which is simply unacceptable.
You can stop this right now. He is.
You're beautiful.
Fuck off. Man, that is brilliant. Well, don't fucking piss me off. Tell me about it then. Twat.
So he then moved on to a friend of mine, Jen.
That was nice of him.
And proceeded to lead her on until the day he hooked up with some new girl, effectively sending Jen deep into fish town.
You've got to give the guy some credit though. He's a fast mover.
So for being a conserve that led on my friend and sent her to fish town, I nominate Stephen
Norris. Oh, what? So he's not. She's not bothered about her then. She's bothered about him winding
the
mate up.
She had nothing to do with him as soon as the James Blunt thing came. Just Kayla was like, no.
She was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. So then he moved on to someone else who he then screwed over. Somebody else.
But he has successfully knob-smacked three of them there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm starting a war going, really.
But no.
Anyway, right, are we set then?
Yep.
Right.
So Stephen Norris from Elon, North Carolina,
is a twat.
Oh,
that was beautifully done. That one wasn't it? That was real venom there.
It's like we know what we're doing.
I tell you what, one major, you know, I was saying there's the competition to spot the difference on this week's show.
Yeah.
One major difference is it's all gone swimmingly well so far.
So right,
what
isn't
did
it?
I say that for? Right, next up, Tone, the Altar Boys. We'll be right back. Oh yeah. That was the Altar Boys.
That's rather sharp.
This is our Hispanic girls mix. I sometimes don't mention the Hispanic girls, do I? No. I sometimes forget. Make sure you check out. It's myspace.com/Hispanic girls, isn't it? I wonder if there's a 2008 calendar and they haven't posted it. We ought to check.
Yeah.
We ought to check, really. So, but anyway, basically, you can download whole albums from these guys. Hispanic Stomp, they're brilliant. The Altar Boys, meanwhile, were the first band that we're playing this week. In fact, the last four tracks were handed to me by Troy from Slow Burning Car, who, I didn't know, has a radio show in Los Angeles called KCLA. And what's my luck? It was actually next door but one to my hotel. I went on the show, the station, yeah. So I went on the show. And I said, oh, Troy, some of this music's great. He went, I've got loads that we've played to death on the show. If you want it, you can have it. So basically, he gave me a load of CDs.
Oh,
and
cool.
We've had a listen through quite a lot of them today, haven't we? There has been a lot of pre-production on this show. Basically, we started work on this at 2 and we've only just started making it, and it's 10.
Yeah.
So we've done 8 hours preparation for this. That's a bit mad. But anyway, one of the bands he gave us, Old School Hardcore, Stumptown, USA, The Altar Boys. This was a 3-track CD. What I want to know is, what is their website, Tone?
Alterboys.com.
No, it's thealterboys.com. Unlucky. Poorly being the internet 3, Tony Mill. Nice work. I wasn't expecting that. I think you'll be all right in the second half somehow.
Okay, good.
So I'm afraid I don't know much more about them, but if you would like to find out more, I don't think they'll mind me giving out the email address, because it says contact, it's written on the back here.
Fair enough.
And it's such a great email address. jackbastard@thealterboys.com.
Nice.
So if you did like that, get in touch with them. I'll try and I couldn't find them on MySpace, but I imagine it's myspace.com/thealterboys, A-L-T-A-R. Now, Tone, I know that I've been away in the States for 2 weeks.
You have.
Which means you haven't had a lot. I haven't been mithering you, have I? I hardly got in touch at all.
That's correct.
I imagine you've had loads of time to look at GoDaddy.
Not as much as you'd have thought.
You haven't, have you?
No, not really.
Shall I refresh your memory?
Please do.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. Shopping construction and is podcasting, so all you would be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25. It's a no-brainer. Why is that, Tony?
Because that exchange rate, baby.
So go to goday.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And how did I do that fast?
I don't know.
Basically, it's a really good website.
It's all right.
Something else that's really good, of course, is the Nokia N810, isn't it, Tony?
The Nokia N810 internet tablet. Just a quick run through the features. Basically, it's an internet Wi-Fi device, so if you can connect to wireless network...
Did you say Bukkake, then?
No.
Sorry, Bukkake.
No, wireless internet device.
Basically, it's an internet wireless device, so come on my face.
Okay. Hey, if it sells it, I'll take a shot in the face.
Let's face it, we've sold our asses down the river, we might as well sell our faces as well, eh? Good Lord.
It's a wireless device. Here's the internet. It's got a webcam on it, so you can do voice and video.
It's got a webcam and Bukkake.
Yes, that's right.
It's marvellous.
It's got GPS on it, so you can find out where you are and look at maps around surrounding areas. And it's a multimedia device, so you can play videos,
it's
audio
files
on it.
It's very fucking cool, actually.
It's very cool, and I use it as an organiser. It's great. And if you want to buy one, go to podshowoffers.com/N810. And if you quote the code PUNKY! Radio, that's...
PUNKY! Radio, not all one word.
Yes, all one word.
No, it's PUNKY with the exclamation mark, right, that's what I mean.
With no spaces.
Yeah,
though.
It's PUNKY and half a Spanish surprise.
That's the one.
As I'm calling it.
Yeah. And you'll get 15% discount.
Sorry, what is it again?
PUNKY! Radio. Yeah.
Right.
And you get 15% off.
Cool.
Bargain.
That is a bargain. All right, that's it, is it?
That's it, yeah.
Well, in that case, then, we might as well get on with the next track, shall we?
Okay.
Which is another one that Troy gave me. This is by a band called The Drapes. This is from an album called Bring the Ruckus. This album, I think it's a little bit old, I think. It's obviously 2000 and something. I'm just looking here. I think it's about 2004. I think, basically, they've had stuff out since. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Drapes' MySpace page?
myspace.com/The Drapes.
Yes, it is.
Good.
And I'm surprised, because I thought someone else would have had that.
Yeah.
Anyway, myspace.com/thedrapes. This is a track off this Bring the Rockers album, which has got about 12 tracks on it, and it's called 7 Seconds. So that was The Drapes. This is The Planet Smashers. And I thought I'd just, if you don't mind, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the start of my trip.
Okay.
To the US. I was supposed to, the flight, I saw a load of, right, I flew from Heathrow, got there, I got there really early because I got the bus and the only way it'd fit in. I was 4 hours early.
Yeah.
And I'd done online check-in.
All right.
Which meant I didn't need to check my bags in until 2 hours before. And in fact, the bag check didn't open until 2 hours before. Right. So I had to carry my fucking bags around Terminal 1 for 2 hours. Twat. Had a Bloody Mary, moaned about the price. But
how
I always
much was
do.
It?
Every airport, $7.50.
Okay.
It actually wasn't that bad at an airport. I was just in a bit of a mood because I had all this weight. Got on the flight, got on the plane. I thought, right, I can't get pissed on this flight because I've got to pick up a car at the other end.
Ah.
I'm going to have to find some other way to occupy my time.
How long was the flight?
10 hours, 20 minutes. Four films.
Nice.
Four movies. I watched American Gangster, which I really enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
And then I decided that I was only going to watch movies with one word as the title.
Okay.
So I watched Beowulf, Hitman, and Control.
Beowulf's now, all right, isn't it?
When I watched Beowulf, it did remind me of John from TTN's review of Beowulf, but it didn't remind me of fucking Beowulf very much.
No.
It was a...
I will fight your monster.
But John, first of all, John from TTN did Total Talk Nonsense, one of our favourite podcasts.
Yeah.
Did quite possibly the worst review of Beowulf I've ever heard. Started off by saying it's an English saga. It's like, man, it's Danish, isn't it?
I think so,
It's normal. It's Viking.
Yeah.
For starters.
Just well, you could be forgiven because the Cockney...
Do a bit of fucking research, man. They research everything else.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you know, don't just lightly throw it away. It's a great film. Really, I really enjoyed it a lot. My mate's seen the 3D version as well. He said it's really nice.
Right, yeah.
Various things get pointed at you throughout.
Yeah.
I did really enjoy it. But in terms of adaptations, I mean, there's more than a little bit of license there.
Yeah.
There's more, isn't there? It's nothing like it. In the legend, Beowulf shows up because there's this big, airy monster, Grendel, who hasn't got a hair on him in the film.
No.
Who's been wrecking this Viking hall. We don't know why. They've just been having a fight with him. Nothing to do with noise.
Just noise, yeah.
Yeah, all my ears. Shut up, Grendel. Ow, you said that too loud. It's none of that. Beowulf shows up, has a fight with him, kills him. And then his mum goes, fuck me, he's killed my son. I'm having a bit of that. So his mum shows up, who's even bigger, hairier and nastier than Grendel. And
not Beowulf, at all like Angelina Jolie.
And Beowulf has a bigger fight against her, and that's it.
Yeah.
There's none of this shagging things and getting dragons and
having
very,
your babies.
And fancying Grendel's mum. That's just wrong.
Although, you would.
Well, you would in this adaptation. Not in the Norse legend, you wouldn't.
No.
Someone was saying to me today, did you say to me today, or did that crowd say that it was the first ever story? Yeah. Was it yesterday?
What?
Someone said to me yesterday, I think, that was the first ever written down story.
Oh, no, that wasn't me yesterday.
Yeah, Beowulf, I think. Anyway, watch that, loved it.
It was all right, yep.
Watch Hitman, loved it.
Well, yeah, I've heard good things about that.
Right, well, I think, again, I was talking to someone yesterday about it, so they'd seen it at the pictures and it was full of kids shouting at the telly sort of thing.
Right.
And it was awful. But I saw it on a plane with my headphones on, and it is quite an enclosed film. It's quite dark and liked it.
Cool.
Watch Control, Joy Division.
Yeah, yeah.
I was never a great fan of them, to be honest with you.
It
so
looked a good film, though.
It is quite good.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's all. And if you're not a fan,
right,
it's just quite good.
But if you like Joy Division...
If you like Joy Division, I imagine it's utterly magical.
Right, okay. Because Steph wants to see it on the
Tony
big screen.
Tony Parsons character is quite funny in it.
Okay.
And actually, there's probably more laughs in it than in the entire Joy Division career. But anyway, so watch that. That's all of them, isn't it? I've only mentioned American Gangster very briefly, but it had two words in it, so I didn't want to give much time.
No.
It was great. It was great. Once I got to LA, I met up with Troy the second day. He showed me round, found out my hotel was on Sunset Boulevard. Pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
He picked me up from the hotel, and we had a little drive around the sites. And then he said, look, I want to go down this art gallery downtown because I want my band, Slow Burning Car, to play there. I said, absolutely great idea. If you don't mind, I'll come down with you. Well, why is that playing? Twat. Right. I said, that's better. Right. it was all going so well.
Yeah.
Right. I said, I'd love to come down with you. This would be a right laugh. Now, you know me. I'm no man for art galleries.
No.
Fuck me. I saw a load on this trip. Right, actually, don't fuck me, because
no.
I felt like such a girl when I came out. I might actually like it. Yes, Tone, that's an exclusive. But
right.
I did, when I got to the art gallery, it was brilliant, because the art installation in there at the time, the exhibition, was this guy called Doug Davis, who's a cartoonist for the LA Downtown News. Well, I'd got my dictaphone on me, so I said, Doug, can I have an interview?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in exchange for free beer.
Nice.
And I got free beer, and I interviewed him, and this is how it went.
Okay, so only in LA would I meet up with a guy called Troy, who 5 seconds later had me on his radio show, and then within half an hour would have me in an art gallery. And as you know, Punky Radio listeners, I'm not that used to going to art galleries, but I've struck lucky because there's an exhibition of what I would call satirical cartooning. I am joined by the creator of said satirical cartoons. I do apologise if you're not happy with the description. Doug Davis, it's a pleasure to meet you. How have you come to be doing the exhibition, Dan?
Well, first, it's a pleasure to meet you, Paul, and to have you and Troy and others here down at the Gary Leonard Studio, which is usually a photography gallery. We got a lot of Gary's stuff on the wall here, and he is a photographer who's been working and covering the L.A. scene for 35 years or more. I just need to get a plug in there for Gary, because this is a great space, and he has allowed me to take half of his wall space to put up my cartoons, which I do a feature for a local paper here for the Los Angeles Downtown News, and I'm their editorial cartoonist. I do a feature called Urban Scrawl, which is pretty much my my take on the mostly downtown scene and Los Angeles scene. And you know, I try and make fun of local politicians and cover the scene as best I can. And Gary said, you know, let's put your stuff, let's actually frame these cartoons and put them up on the wall. And we did that. We had an opening here a couple of weeks ago, which happened to be also my birthday, so we kind of turned into a big party and had bluegrass music and had a lot of friends and strangers come down here to check out the cartoons.
And how's it been? How's the reaction been to it? How much of the work is on sale? And
It's all on sale, and I've sold some pieces. Some of the pieces here are prints, and some of them are original pieces, and I've sold a little of both. Been a good reaction. Some of these pieces some of the original pieces have actually gone to some of the people being made fun of, the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa.
Well, I'm sure the mayor of Los Angeles would have appreciated the cartoonist.
Yeah, surprisingly.
I'm not quite so sure that some of the clerical figures you maybe portrayed would like the print through the post. I say that because there is one of the cartoons on the wall that was pointed out that is at least controversial,
yeah.
I would say. Concerning paedophilia and the disappearance of Jesus around Easter.
Yeah.
So it's quite topical as well. Have you had any adverse reaction to any of the stuff you've done in the Downtown News, or is this something that is taken as Doug is going to take the piss?
I've got reactions on all sides. Some fully endorsing, saying, you know, go for it. I know that the cartoon that you spoke of with Cardinal Mahoney, that was hanging in some of the cubicles at the local archdiocese. So I know I pushed some buttons there. There's a cartoon on sort of making fun of bloggers downtown, which I thought was just kind of sort of a one-off and sort of funny, but as it turned out, I really ruffled some feathers
well,
with some of the bloggers.
Is there a single person in LA that doesn't blog?
Yeah, really. I know, which is really kind of one of the jokes in this cartoon. But I got some reaction on that. In fact, one of the bloggers had a headline on that entry that said, local cartoonist unleashes torrent of hate from bloggers.
That was the headline on their blog.
Yeah, on their blog,
that
right.
Four other bloggers read, yeah.
That's right. But four or five. Yeah. So,
where is it? Do you have a website where we can
see
your work?
It's DougInks.com. That's DOUG. My name, Doug Inks, INKS.com. DougInks.com.
Okay.
And
do you put work up weekly there, or is it?
It's
goes up from time to time. Or?
Yeah, just actually, I probably should have a blog going on there. It gets updated from time to time.
And have you got a MySpace page?
I don't. Not
get one.
Yes,
I know. We can put you on our MySpace top friends.
I should do that. I should have some friends there. But no, I've been lurking mostly when I check out MySpace. Don't have a page there yet.
Right, Doug. Just remind the listeners, how long is the exhibition on for?
Until April 30th.
And what's the name of the gallery?
It's Gary Leonard Gallery. Gary Leonard.
And why are there so many people with galleries in what appears to be an area of old buildings and banks?
It's changing downtown is what's going on.
It's improving downtown.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Right, so that was Queen V. What do you think of that?
And
it was
it.
The very nice Doug Davis before that, and before him, the Planet Smashers with the bed. Sorry about that. What I want to know, Tony, is like this is from an album called Queen V. That is another one that Troy gave us. It's a really good. It's more of a rock album than a punk album, is it?
Yeah.
And that had more than a little bit of Ace of Spades about it.
Love it.
But it's a great track, Ecstasy, and it just briefly reminds me there was a comic on the circuit years ago called Neville Raven, and he'd been to Germany. And he'd bought some porn, right? And in this porn mag, there was like, it was like English translations, but they weren't that perfect. They weren't that spot on. Like, someone had obviously been brought in to kind of make it English, but they obviously weren't that good at English. He said there was one bit where there's this girl, and the guy, he's buried up to the hilt in her. I didn't ask where. Mm-hmm. But there's like a speech bubble by her, right? And it said, Stog, I'm in Exeter. What I want to know is, Tone, what is Queen V's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/QueenV.
It is, QUEENV. So well done. That's Paulie B on the Internet 3, Tony 2. Close this week, close. A cliffhanger. Ooh. What will happen on the last track? I just don't know. And they're out of New York, and she's fit as fuck, look.
She is cutie.
She is. So I would definitely visit that page.
There you go.
Basically, I may already have done.
Blimey.
I had to go to the dentist. On Friday. And because of about me wobbly tooth. You know, I told you about me wobbly tooth. Yeah. I didn't get the chance to go before I went away.
Right.
And miraculously, it didn't hurt at all in the States. And then it didn't start playing up again.
Right.
Until I got back when I realised I had to go to the dentist.
When you say what up?
I think it might be psychosomatic. Actually, that is a fair point. It might be psychosomatic. Hand me the jack. Yum, yum. Now, right?
Yeah.
I got in the dentist and she gave my teeth a good old clean and said, look, we're going to just hope that tooth just hangs about, basically.
Okay.
I think I'm going to need this tooth out at some point, but anyway, it hasn't got any worse. When she finished up, she said, well done, you've been really good.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you again in 3 months.
Nice.
And I said, well, I'm flattered, but can we keep this professional? She just went, what?
Oh.
Didn't get it. It's no wonder they've got such a high suicide rate. They've got no sense of humour. That night, I was doing Nottingham Jonglers, got on stage, fucking the lead from my guitar to the input thing didn't work.
Yeah.
No music equals stag do shouting, tell us a fucking joke, and I died on my arse.
Yeah.
Mind you, I had clean teeth, so fuck them. Right? Made up for it on Saturday, but being rather marvellous. This week, I'm doing It's My Gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth.
Yeah.
And Friday and Saturday night, Friday Hitchin, Saturday lecture with advance tickets available for the lecture show. You can find out more at lastminutecomedy.com, can't you? That is right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's lastminutecomedy.com. And the shows feature Matt Price, who's a nutter from Cornwall.
Yeah.
And Andy Hendrickson, who is replacing Todd Barry, or whoever it was that we had booked. He had to drop out, so we've managed to get another American in his place.
About to check the website, make sure it's updated.
It's a voyage of discovery. It is, but you haven't got the new name on it, I don't think.
Oh yeah,
but don't worry about that. The dates on it—that's the important thing. Usual times and prices. I will be going out after and getting myself in a mess.
No doubt.
So, no doubt. So you've got a gig or two to advertise, haven't you?
I've got a couple. Yeah, this Sunday sees my band El Draco and the Pieces of Hate,
who I love, by the way.
It's our next round in the it's the semi-final of the Diamond Battle of the Bands.
A great venue.
It is, yeah. And obviously, therefore, the week after is the final, so we'll be there too.
You'll be there as well, yeah?
Yeah, no, because we'll be winning
stick
it.
Stick on.
Yeah.
It's stick on.
So this Sunday, the 6th of April, and the Sunday after the 13th of April, keep it free, go to the Diamond in Sutton, Ashfield. DiamondUK.com, I think it is. And the next day, on the Monday, the 7th of April, we're in Derby at the Wardwick. I have no idea much more about that, but El Draco is the only band on, and it is a pirate night because we're the only band on. So all the bands are guaranteed to be a bit piratey.
Have they let the audience know? Is it a dress-up job?
Yeah. Well, they've advertised it as Pirate Night featuring El Draco, but basically it is.
Hang on, are you sure? But you've only got half an hour.
Yeah, I know. But what we're going
to do about three times?
Yeah. Well, they'll not notice. We're doing different orders.
Just let the bass player have a solo in each one.
There you go.
By himself. Actually, he'd love that. Just do one set. And then say, for the next hour and a half, the bass player fret wanks.
He would.
Last track of this week's show, which I have thoroughly enjoyed this week's show.
Yeah.
And I think, certainly in the first half, we haven't been playing a lot of punk recently on this punk show. We didn't fuck about in the first half. Three great bands. Don't forget to enter the Death Zone competition. Have a chance to win the Death Zone CD.
Yeah.
I have completely forgotten something. Dirty Riffs competition that had before we went. The winner, I'm over the moon to say, was James McGregor from Coventry.
Nice.
It's not going to cost me very much to post it. Well done, James, at Dirty Riffs. CDs in the post for you and any other bits and bobs that I find. If you would like to win the Death Zone CD, send your answer to the following question to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Death Zone Competition. It was, which two internationally renowned and award-winning fabulous podcasters are thanked on the CD?
On the notes.
Send your answer to me, we'll put you in the competition. I'll announce it in a fortnight. That's the way we do things in this show right now, so
good.
Last track, Willie Psycho. Might sound familiar to one or two of you this, because Willie Psycho is in, I've got confused now, the Drapes, I think. Oh, I've just thrown him in the bin. Willie Psycho is also in the Drapes, yes. And this was again given by Troy. Thank you so much, Troy. You've handed me 4 out of 6 this week, so we had 2 English, 4 American.
Excellent.
Nice. And this is from an album called Psycho for Life. The track we're about to play is called Fuck George Bush.
Nice.
You might recognise a bit of the tune.
Maybe.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Willie Psycho's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Willie Psycho.
Well, it is, but that's the bloke Willie Psycho, not the band Willie Psycho. His MySpace page is MySpace.com/Willie fucking Psycho.
Willie fucking Psycho?
Willie fucking Psycho. F-U-C-K-I-N. So sorry, man. I'll tell you what, we'll call it a draw because Willie Psycho, the man...
Yeah.
His MySpace page is Willie Psycho, so check that out as well.
Okay.
But the band Willie Psycho is Willie fucking Psycho, F-U-C-K-I-N, and this is George Bush.
Hey, Tim, is that Freedom Rock? You know it, little brother. Well, turn it up. Fuck George Bush. Fuck George Bush. Fuck George Bush.
Fuck George Bush.
I'm sure the teaching boards are like that.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I hope they do.
It'll prove they're listening.
If they would like us to send them an MP3 of it, we certainly will do.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they'd love to have that on their show.
I think Scott listens. So he'd mention it, I'm sure.
They both listen to that, don't they?
I don't know.
Oh, well, fuck them. And by the way, that incredible new bed that you heard that I was so excited about and then completely forgot about was the Chop Tops.
Yeah.
And the first track played on it was El Diablo.
Okay.
Which is the only instrumental I've ever heard people shout at a gig for from the minute the band go on stage.
Oh, right.
It's just, they're such a great band. And we're doing the interview with them in a few weeks. And they talk about how, as far as they're concerned, the instrumentals, it's all about the music, and they don't want it to be like the lead singer is just the main focus, and they start and end their set with instrumentals.
Okay.
And it's just brilliant, and they make everybody wait for El Diablo.
Nice.
The thing that they open with, yeah, is now our start. I am loving the Chop Tops, basically. Nice. So do check out, I think the website is choptops.com. Do you like the way I've done that?
Yeah.
And the MySpace is myspace.com/ either choptops or the choptops. But they'll be top friended by Tuesday.
Okay.
They'll be on our top friends. Check them out, man. They're fucking brilliant. Honestly, fucking brilliant. Right. It's April the 1st.
It is.
Or it's around that. So vote, Punky Radio.
Vote Punky.
PodcastAlley.com. If you do get the time to go to iTunes and review us, much appreciated. I read out the UK ones and you try and keep up with the US ones, and we're waiting for the Canada, Northern ones. Whatever country you're in, if there's a few things on it, if you don't mind sort of typing them up and sending them to me or you, Paulie B at punkyradio.com or Tony at punkyradio.com, that would be brilliant.
Yep.
I have really enjoyed this fucking show, mate.
It's been a tight ship.
I've missed you. Because it's worked out as...
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been quite a long time between that one and this. Anyway, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! Heidi, Mountainside-y.
Network. Let the riot begin.